Letterkenny continues to be under great pressure. I mean, the hospital, in fairness, is under great pressure because of its flooding and its trials and tribulations, and the staff have done Herculean efforts there to maintain services. But you're right, the overcrowding situation has marginally increased. That's to be welcome, but there's still a very, very significant level of overcrowding, which should and must be an absolute priority for the West Northwest Hospital Group to resolve. And it can only be resolved by increasing bed capacity and community nursing services to allow people to be looked after elsewhere and discharged quicker, guaranteeing the support services necessary.
How is that achieved?
Additional resources. I mean, I'm not being smarter, I'm not being simplistic, but the reason we have overcrowding, whether it be Letterkenny or Sligo or anywhere else around the country, and the overcrowding is increasing significantly, is because the health service is too small to meet demand. We have over 2,000 beds closed. We have increasing levels of demand and presentation at ED departments, outpatient departments. We have growing waiting lists for care. When you've been on a waiting list so long and your illness requires it, you'll go to your GP, who'll send you to the ED department. The illness doesn't go away because you cut back on health services. And we've had retrenchment of community nursing services and lack of replacement. We've had closure of continuing care beds. So in the end, you have too little bed supply to look after people who are in need of a bed, whether that be a continuing care bed or an acute bed. And you have a rundown of community nursing services, all as a direct result of 6 years of cutbacks.
Well, we have a new health minister, relatively new. Is the money or the will there, or is this a problem that needs to be addressed by the hospital group?
No, I think it has to be, in fairness. I think this is a political problem primarily, Greg. I have to be honest with you. This is a question of government choice. I think Minister Varadkar has realised quite quickly that you can't continue to cut. The budget for next year seems to have the potential to make it the same as 14, so that we can stabilise where we are. But the problem is, where we are is unacceptably below the waterline, is unacceptably in a situation where required services are not delivered. But I think, in fairness, Minister Varadkar has grasped the problem that you can't continue to cut. But the difficulty is, does the government accept, does every person around the government cabinet table accept that we're now in a situation where the health service is doing less with less, and the people who are suffering are the patients and the staff trying to provide care?
And I presume it's not acceptable for the INMO for us to be effectively running to keep still.
Of course it is. But it should be more unacceptable to the general public, Greg. The missing link of this is the tolerance level of the general public to have people on trolleys every day is very surprising, I have to be honest. I've made this analogy before. If TDs in Dáil Éireann were having to share offices on a continuous basis and they didn't have adequate offices for their support staff, do you think it would be solved? I think it would. I think buildings would be put in place, offices would be provided. But every day we're counting hundreds of people on trolleys. And it's not being addressed with the urgencies required. It's not being addressed with the resources required. And the reason for that is because I think people are so glad to get well that they forget very quickly the trials they had to suffer in the ED department or waiting for treatment and so on. So this can only be solved with political will underpinned by actual new, real, additional investment. And that can only come about by a change, which I think has to be driven by the INMO has a role, but I think the people at large have a role as well, if I can respectfully suggest that.